Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Your body, your health. Now, the KMOX Health Checkup with Fred Bottomer.
Millions of Americans are still breathing in someone else's smoke, putting their health at risk.
58 million Americans are exposed to secondhand smoke, according to Brian King with the CDC here in Atlanta, and his main concern for the nation's children.
There is no risk-free level of secondhand smoke, and that's why today's findings are particularly concerning to us.
He says the home is the main place where children are exposed to the harmful smoke, and when it comes to children, he says secondhand smoke can cause ear infections, respiratory infections, and even sudden death syndrome. 41,000 Americans die from secondhand smoke exposure every year here in the United States.
Doctors in Seattle believe a brain-eating amoeba, which killed a patient, was caused by the tap water she put into her neti pot. Used to combat nasal congestion, neti pots typically take saline or sterile water.
Dr. Charles Cobbs is a neurosurgeon. He operated on a 69-year-old suffering from seizures. He removed a brain tumor and sent a sample to a pathologist.
He thought it looked suspicious for amoeba infection. I'd never seen that before.
She used a neti pot on a regular basis.
Water that had been put through a filter, and maybe it had been sitting there, and somehow the amoeba from somewhere else got in there. So that's what we suspect is the source.
There are warnings on the package of a neti pot. It says, do not use with tap water.
This is so rare. There's only been about 200 cases ever.
Hoping to live well into old age? Here's a simple test to take to see if you're a candidate to die from an early death.
Want to know rather quickly whether you're at risk of an early death? Well, try to walk quickly up four flights of stairs. Can't do it? Well, a five-year study of nearly 13,000 people found that those who struggled with the stairs were three times more likely to die from heart disease and twice as likely to die from cancer. The key to the test is being able to get up the four flights of stairs without stopping for a break.
And that's today's Health Checkup. I'm Fred Bottomer.
To find out more about how your health affects you, log on to KMOX.com/health.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.